Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Kedushin, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yod. Misha Yatze, who ve Ishtoi le Medina Sayyam. He and his wife travel to Medina Sayyam. As far as we know, she comes from a Mishpacha Miyucheses, and her Yichus was checked. Whoever checked her Yichus, he learned the previous Mishnayas, Mishnah Dalet and Hay, and all the Halachites and the Paiskim. Everything is okay. Iba hu ve Ishtoi Yabonim. Now he, his wife, and his children return. Vamran, he says, it's been a while. Everyone recognizes everyone. He says, you should know, Isha Shiatsasi Imi Lamedina Sayam, the woman that went with me Lamedina Sayam, and we went overseas, Reizu, this is her. She's a Miyachasis. Ve'elu B'nei, these are her children. So obviously they're also Miyachasim. Zak the Mishnah, Ain't Sarach Lahavi Raya, it's not necessary to bring a Raya. Loya Ali Isha, not on the Yichus of the woman, because we checked her Yichus already. Loyal Abanim, and not on the Yichus of the children, because they're small children. We see that they're holding on to their mother. It's obviously her children. So if the mother has good Yichus, these are her children, they also have good Yichus. But if he comes back only with his children, and he says, Mesa, he says his wife died, Medina Sayyam, the Elu B'Neb, but these are her children. Maybe Raya al Abanim, he has to bring a Raya on the Yichus of the children, that they're Taka, the children of that wife that passed away. But Aina, maybe, he does not have to bring a Raya. Ali Isha on the Yichus of their mother, because she was already checked, meaning to say her Yichus was checked before she left. My only problem is, because I don't have the mother coming back with you, we don't see the children like holding on to their mother or looking for their mother, we don't have 100% proof that these Taka are the children of that wife. And therefore you have to bring a Raya that they are the children of that mother. So once again, chazring our Mishnah, this man left with his wife, Limadina Sayyam. He comes back a while later. He says, this is the wife. This wife had already gone through the full Yichus inspection. He says, this is the same wife. These are my children. We believe him. We believe him that's the wife, that her Yichus was already checked, and these are her children, because the children, we can tell how close they are to their mother. But if he comes back without his wife, and he says that that wife passed away, but these are the children, we're going to have to prove, Taka, these are the children. All he's going to have to prove is that they're Taka, the children of that wife. He doesn't have to recheck the Yichus. Once we can be Mevar, that these are the children of that wife, and that wife's Yichus has already been cleared, so automatically the children are cleared, but we just have to be Mevar that these are Taka, her children. The Yad Rama says, all you would have to do is to bring Aiden that when they were little, they were Korach Acher Imam. They were like, where's our mommy? Now, it may be interesting. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person is trusted when he says that his son is a mamzer. So, for sure, he should be trusted to say that they're a meyuchas. Doesn't it make more sense that if you trust him to pasul, you should trust him to be machshir? But the answer is, as the Taisus Yamtiv, even Rabbi Yehuda would be maiden our Mishnah, he's going to have to bring a raya about the children, they're meyuchasim. When it comes to yichus, because of the mile of yichus beklal Yisrael, Chazal applied extra chumrais. Incidentally, the loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I want to remind you, a father is believed to say that this son is the Pchar, he is not believed to passel the child.